Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I want to apologize to you this morning. I didn't make it clear that because we're celebrating the Feast of St. Joseph as a commemoration, this feast was transferred to yesterday. It was truly on Sunday. Because of the situation, I see it's because of that reason we're still in the season of Lent, and so we can't do the glory. So that's my bad for not communicating that well to you there, but we'll get it right as well. Beyond that, I mentioned to you a few weeks ago of a young woman who was pregnant and was really struggling. The child was, I mentioned to you even on Sunday, as a little update as to how she was doing, forced to go into labor, and the government won't allow doctors to treat a child under the age of 22 weeks. She was at 20 weeks there, and so they wouldn't allow them to offer her any support after the child left the womb, unfortunately. And so the child did die on the Feast of St. Joseph, as it would normally be on the 19th, and my dear friend was there, just finished offering Mass in her hospital room. He had got special permission to do so, and so the mother was well attended, but they're in great grief. So if you please pray for this child who died on what would normally be the feast of the patron of those who are wish to have a happy and blessed death. I want to give you something from St. Joseph this year, from St. Bernardine of Siena. He writes beautifully about St. Joseph, speaking about something that this particular gospel draws you and I in toward, which is the parentage of the Lord, where our Lord distinctly wishes to remind all who are there who truly is his father and who is his foster father there, reminding that he must be about his true father's business, which is to be here always within the temple. Now, he wasn't in any way denigrating St. Joseph's role within his life, for he was truly appreciative and a good son, recognizing that legal bond and that God from all eternity chose this man, Joseph, Holy Joseph, to be his good and worthy father, foster father, as well as the spouse of his mother, God's own dream girl. And so here are the words of St. Bernardine of Siena. He says, "Since marriage between Mary and Joseph was truly marriage contracted by divine inspiration, and since marriage involves such a close union of souls that the bridegroom and the bride are said to be one person, which may be called, as it were, the perfection of unity, how can any discerning person think that the Holy Ghost would unite in such a union the soul of such a virgin to any soul that did not closely resemble her in works of virtue? That is why I believe that this man, St. Joseph, was adorned with the most pure virginity and the most profound humility, the most ardent love and charity toward God, the loftiest contemplation. And since the Virgin knew that he was given to her by the Holy Ghost to be her spouse and the faithful guardian of her virginity, and to share besides an affectionate love and indulgent care toward the most divine offspring of God, therefore I believe that she loved St. Joseph sincerely, with all the affection of her heart. Joseph had the most ardent love for Christ, who I ask would deny that Christ, whether as a child or a grown man, would inspire in the deepest manner ineffable sentiments of joy and of his own in one who held him in his arms and who conversed with him. And this, together with the exterior grace of a filial gaze, conversation, and embrace of Christ. The gaze of a child upon the man holding him, the man who is his father, and the grace of that when the child is our Lord Jesus Christ, God and man. And also the conversation with this boy and the embrace of this boy. How sweet the kisses were that he received from him. How sweet to hear the little one whisper the name of the father. How delightful to feel his gentle embrace. And to think again when that little Jesus was growing up and when he was wearied by the walking on the trips that they made, how St. Joseph, full of compassion, made him rest in his bosom. For he had toward him all the fullness of an adoptive love, as a most dear son given to him by the Holy Ghost in his virgin bride. So the mother most prudent, who knew his affection, says to her son Jesus, when she found him in the temple, "Son, why hast thou done to us? Behold, thy father and I have been seeking." This sorrowing, in order to understand this, we must note that Christ contains in himself two savors, that is to say, two sweetnesses and sorrow. Sweetness and sorrow, the two savors, since the most holy Joseph was in a wonderful manner partaker of these two savors, that is why the Blessed Virgin calls him in a special sense the father of Christ. This is the only place where we read that she did this. Not only in this place where we read did she call St. Joseph the father of Jesus, because the sorrow which he felt at the loss of Jesus showed the fatherly affection he bore him. For if according to human laws such are approved by God and man, a man can adopt as his son the child of another family, how much more truly should the Son of God, given to this Joseph in this most holy spouse, in a wonderful mystery of virginal marriage, be called his son? And we must also believe that in him, Saint Joseph, there was this savor of a paternal love, as well as the sorrow toward the beloved Jesus. You and I can spend countless hours contemplating this great mystery with Saint Joseph. One of the things I love to do is, as we see so often within the images of Saint Joseph, is to contemplate him holding the baby Jesus, holding him within his arms. And as our saint says today, to contemplate what sort of gazes that must really look like, what sort of loving exchanges that must be. Each of you who've had children or even just held nieces or nephews, you know what this is like. For one to delight in a little child such as this, and all the greater when it is one's own child, one's own love. Some of you even know what it's like to adopt a child, to take one into your own family. And the great love that indeed does exist, though you and I doing this are covered with sin, with our own personal sins, yet Saint Joseph, having not sinned in his entire life and always sought to do the will of God, such a pure vessel of God's gift, was a man that would have untold greater affection because he's not tinged by his own weakness of human flesh. You and I then can contemplate in the same way of what would go on within Saint Joseph at the loss of this dear charge, seeing that he was put in charge of the greatest gift in all creation, that is, the sacred humanity of our Lord Jesus. You and I are rightly dedicated to Saint Joseph when we rightly celebrate even this Lenten day with a supreme joy within our hearts, desiring all the more to conform ourselves to the image of Christ, just as he has given us through looking at Saint Joseph. We can find no better person save the Blessed Virgin to imitate within our lives in order to find that true love and ardor as Saint Joseph. Let us therefore, in this tempered rejoicing, in this Lenten day, as we commemorate Saint Joseph in this time, seek to all the more fan those affections for the Lord Christ into a flame as we contemplate so great a Lord as we have, so great a patron as we have taken and has been given to us, that in imitating him in these beautiful ways, that we can begin to not only receive consolation in the midst of sorrows in which we share, not only to deepen our sorrows when perchance we should, by fault of our own, lose Christ within our souls, which is the effect of mortal sin, that we would run all the more ardently to be restored unto him through holy confession and through a deeper, more contrition of a way of life to avoid falling in such a way in the future. I share with you once again, as I'm sure I've shared with you many times, my favorite novena prayer to Saint Joseph that speaks about these very things. We pray, and maybe to put your particular intention for which you've been praying this novena to Saint Joseph, as well as those intentions which you bear within your own soul into this, that Saint Joseph may aid you and I within this particular intention. I have mine. You place yours now in the breast of Saint Joseph as we pray. O Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and all my desires. O Saint Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ, our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and my homage to the most loving of fathers. Saint Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. Yet I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him therefore in my name, and kiss his fine head on my behalf, and ask him to return that very same kiss to me when at last I draw my dying breath. O Saint Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.